Hey, it's Eric, and the Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd. As we spend more and more time at home, the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program has tips on ways to save. Visit ComEd.com/home savings. 312-233-1019. We're taking your requests for guests for the Eric in the Morning Facebook Live cocktail hour that lasts 12 minutes. Happens every Monday and Thursday at 6 p.m. We go Facebook Live. 312-233-1019. You are suggesting who should join us, Lynn?
I think it should be a duo, Kristen Bell and Dax Shepard.
I would love that too, but remember my original indications to you were give me somebody I actually have a chance of getting.
I saw a big Karwowski laugh.
Yeah. That is a reach. That's going to be a reach, but we can try.
Oh, they've both been on our show separately.
They have. Hello, John.
Hey, good morning, Eric, Melissa, Violetta, and Whip.
Who would you suggest?
I think Mayor Lightfoot. I think it would be a very interesting interview. Yeah,
the good mayor joining us on Facebook Live for the cocktail hour. I believe that request has been made, and it has been met with deafening silence.
We keep bothering her, and she keeps ignoring it.
I mean, the governor got back to us, and look what happened with the governor. Had the time of his life.
And that things are starting to reopen soon.
Right. That's maybe true. If the mayor was paying attention.
Oh, man.
Positive press, time of your life. But if that's not what you want, have it your way.
Yeah. Mm. Look what he got out of it, concert tickets.
Hi there, Danny. You would suggest.
I think we should get Horace Grant on there so we can see his side of, you know, the last dance, things that I got left on.
Horace Grant. Whip, can you find a contact for Horace Grant and ask him if he might be available? If not, right.
Always know how to steal other radio stations' interviews with him. Right. Maybe we could just play that on the Facebook Live.
Send Cap a note.
Yeah,
although,
let's do it.
Cap called me yesterday. Did I forgot he? To call him back. I think he's mad you're stealing all his stuff.
Oh, he's actually mad?
No, he doesn't
care.
Oh,
thank God.
He doesn't care.
I want him mad at me.
Yeah. You believe, along the same lines, the featured guest should be who? Carolyn. All right, hold on. Not Carolyn. Jason.
Yeah, it's Last Dance theme. Go with Ray Clay, the former announcer for all the Bulls players.
Aha, Ray Clay, former announcer for the Bulls players.
That'd be so cool.
I don't know whatever happened to Ray.
Didn't they fire him because he gave MJ the MJ announcement when he was back as a Wizard, and they didn't like that?
That happened?
I think that happened.
I don't really remember.
Pretty sure.
Steve, your suggestion for a guest.
Pepsi Keith.
Now, that one I might be able to find.
I can't believe you just
now
pulled that one out of nowhere.
That one I might be able to find.
Oh, my God. I don't know anything about him.
A tie at number three. You believe the perfect guest, Carolyn, would be?
Mark Sapelsa.
Tied at number three with Justine.
Mark Sapelsa.
All right. At number two, Bill.
Mark Sapelsa.
All right. And finally in at number one, Mike.
The man from Montana himself, who's writing probably his manifesto, Mr. Mark Sapelsa.
Wow. Okay.
All right. That would be a great one. Now, here's another little peek behind the curtain on things that are going on. So I approached Sapelsa on it.
Yeah.
And he really is. The second people move to Montana, they become like mountain men, live in cabin, conspiracy theorists, detached from the world. Like the whole thing. Like he's like, I'm not speaking to anybody right now.
It's why you go there in the first place, isn't it? You kind of want to get away from it all.
But what we're going to do, Mike, is hey, Swanee, can you get a clip of these top four? Audio clip and send it to me, and I'm going to send it to Sapelsa and say, the people are demanding you.
Yes. Mm. I miss him so much. That would be so cool. Plus, there would be a video aspect so you could see his surroundings and what's going on.
His big, bushy mountain man beard and out of control crazy man hair if he's got it going and all that
stuff. Has it been 2 years?
At least, yeah. So, if you can give me that clip of Mark Sapelsa in demand, I will send that to him and we'll see if we can make that happen.
Sure.
The coin decides. We can't find a coin.
I know. I have like 6 coins in my car for no apparent reason.
Well, I've got like $9 in pennies.
Right, exactly. But I didn't think to bring them in, obviously.
All right. Hang on, Petra, John, Tina, Annie. We're about to flip the coin on your life. If you're just tuning in and going, what the hell is happening over there? Whip, again, the story says.
Yeah, if you flip a coin and let that decide whether you make a major life decision, especially if the coin flip says, go ahead and make that major life decision and change, you'll be happier in 6 months than people who made the decision another way.
It puts all the responsibility on the coin and none on you.
Totally
That's
true.
How I like it.
Yeah. Perfect.
You can just blame the stupid coin if it doesn't work out.
Yep.
All right, I got a coin here.
Good.
Hear it?
Yeah. Yes.
All right, let's. Some people have some major life decisions to make. We'll see how this turns out, all right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're going to start with you, Tina. Hi.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Hi. Are you ready to turn your life over to the coin?
I'm ready.
Do you believe the study you've just heard? Do you think it's probably accurate? 6 months from now, you'll feel great about this outcome.
Absolutely.
Okay, what is the question on your mind you've been battling with that you can't make a decision and you're turning it over to the coin?
Do I go back to nursing school?
Go back to nursing school.
That's a big one.
Yeah, how long have you been thinking about going back to nursing school?
Well, since I failed the boards the last time, according to the Illinois Board of Nursing, if you fail more times within the last 3 years of you graduating, you have to go back to school.
Gotcha.
And so I don't know if I want to put in another $50,000 of loans.
Right.
Oh my
I already
God.
Have $50,000 in loans.
Gotcha.
So.
All right, go back to nursing school. You're turning it over to the coin. Are you ready for the outcome?
I'm ready.
All right. Heads, you go back to nursing school. Tails, you do not. Fair?
Okay. That's fair.
Are you nervous?
A little bit.
I am too.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
And the coin decides. Here we go. Heads, you go back to nursing school.
Okay.
All right. 50 Woo! Grand
Thank
more.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Happy to help.
Yeah.
Okay. Good, luck. Yeah. Good luck. Good luck.
It's not us. It's the coin.
You're going to love it.
All right. It's going to be great. Great. Hi. Hi there, Petra.
Good morning.
You have decided to turn a major life decision over to the coin. What is that decision?
Do I stay in my current career mm-hmm. or completely change courses and start all over?
Okay.
Oh, you guys are really daring.
Stay in career or start new career. Those are your two options, right?
Yep.
Are you willing to do whatever the coin says?
Yep.
Okay. Stay in career is heads. What was the other option?
Or start a new career.
Start a new career is tails. Are you ready, Petra?
Yep.
Here we go. What does the coin say? It's heads. I believe that is stay in your current career.
Okay.
All right.
Don't waste your time on anything else. That's actually kind of the easy answer. Like, all right, cool.
It is.
Done. All right. Important questions being answered in your life, John.
Okay, it's not too life-altering, but should I go to the bar in Wisconsin today and gamble my last $100, or should I go home and have a cocktail?
Okay. All right. Go to the bar in Wisconsin and gamble your last $100.
Like, last $100.
Or just stay home and drink cocktails.
Yes.
Okay.
I don't even need to flip to tell you the answer to this one. I like to call myself Eric the Coin Ferguson. Right. I'll just tell you. All right, so heads... You go to Wisconsin and gamble your last $100. Tails, you stay home and drink. All right?
I still win. Yeah.
All right, you ready? And the coin says... Heads! Three heads in a row!
This is weird.
Wisconsin, baby!
Outstanding!
Yeah!
Hey, John,
like
call us tomorrow and let us know how you do with that $100 bet in Wisconsin, okay?
I sure will.
All right, hold on.
That was a win-win situation.
And finally, Annie...
Good morning.
It's time to turn your life over to the coin. You've been battling with a decision. What is your dilemma?
Do I re-sign my lease in the city, or do we move to the burbs and buy a house in Elmhurst?
Oh,
big one.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Big one. How old are you, Annie?
31.
Oh, you're right at that threshold of a life change. Do you stay in the city or move to the burbs?
Elmhurst is pretty.
What is your initial instinct tell you before the coin takes over?
I want to buy a
house in Elmhurst. All right, so you think that's the right move. The coin might tell you, hey, stay put.
Right.
Are you your fiance. Are you prepared to go with whatever the outcome the coin says?
Maybe.
Oh,
there's no maybe here.
All right. If you go heads, you stay in the city. Tails, you buy a house in Elmhurst. Are you ready, Annie?
Yes.
Let the coin determine the outcome of the rest of Annie's life. Tails.
Woo! Oh, look how happy you are. You wanted it.
Elmhurst, here you come.
All right.
Right now, your fiance's like, I want to go 2 out of 3. Yeah. 2 out of 3. Let us know how that works out for you, okay?
Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much. Don't get it wrong. It's not Eric with a K or a CK. It's a C.
Right.
There's a huge difference.
There is.
Yeah. 312-233-1019. A woman is mad because her sister wants to name her twins Ross and Rachel. Although you are right, Violetta, it says the sister added that the names creep her out because the characters of Ross and Rachel eventually hook up. So it would be incestuous twins.
Yeah, that's so gross.
Anybody listening who wishes their parents would have chosen the other name? Because usually when you hear people go, well, my mom came down to this name or that name, and I'm so glad she went with my name because I don't like that other name at all. Mm-hmm. Is there anybody who's like, I wish they would have chosen the other name? We're finding out. Hi there. Is it Mary Ellen?
Mar Ellen.
Mar Ellen. And you wish your parents would have chosen the other name?
Yes. Actually, you pretty much did it right on because everybody gets my name wrong.
Okay. Mar Ellen. And what was the other name your parents considered?
Cassandra.
And you wish they would have gone with Cassandra instead of Mar Ellen?
Yes, because I get Mary Ellen, I get Marlene, Merlin, Marlin.
Merlin. Merlin. They think you're a muffler shop. Yeah. Uh-huh. You wish, Jennifer, your parents would have chosen the other name?
Yes, because Jennifer, everybody else has that name or had that name when we were in school.
Yep.
And they were going to name me either Jessica or Julia, which would have been less common.
So you have a preference for either one of the other options versus the one they actually went with.
Yeah, because I was born in 1972, which so is every other Jennifer.
I know, that was a rule in 72, I heard. I think I remember studying that in history.
So specific.
Hi there, Jody.
Hi.
You wish your parents would have chosen the other name?
Yes, they were going to call me Billy Joe.
Billy Joe. Sounds like you're either a country singer or getting ready to rob a bank.
Well, I wish I was a country singer, but my dad's name was William, and I was a big tomboy, the boy you never had, so it kind of would have fit, and I don't know, I like that a lot better than Jody.
Did you ever tell him that?
Oh, yeah.
How'd they respond?
Well, my dad wishes it would have been that, but my mom was like, no.
Yeah, I really wish it, too.
Yeah, Billy Joe.
Hi, Janet.
Hello, how are you?
Wish you would have chosen the other names?
Yeah, I'm a twin, and I like my twin's name better than mine.
Oh.
You like your twin's name better than your own. That's kind of interesting. So what's your twin's name?
Gene.
So Gene and Janet are the twins. You're obviously Janet, but you would have preferred Gene and Gene, both of you.
Gene 1, Gene 2.
Yeah. Yeah, that would have been great.
When you were
we were supposed to be Mark and Matthew because we were supposed to be boys, but we weren't.
When you were growing up, did you ever try to negotiate a switch of names with your twin?
Well, most people either got the names wrong anyway, so it just, yeah.
Is Gene a boy?
But yeah. I did name my daughter's middle name is Gene, so.
There you go.
Okay.
J-E-A-N is Gene. There is a boy named Gene, too. G-E-N-E.
Oh, but her twin is a girl.
Yeah.
Okay.
Janet and Gene. Hi, Murray.
Hi.
Hi, you wish your parents would have chosen the other name?
Well, I got kind of a twist. They thought I for sure I was a boy, so they were going to name me Murray, M-U-R-R-A-Y, but because I was a girl, they just stuck with it. So now it's M-U-R-R-I. So I had to grow up with that in the
70s. Like that,
yeah, I kind of like that.
That's cute. Yeah.
Well, you don't when you're a 10-year-old in the 80s and you want to put your name on it.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's hard to be a 10-year-old girl in the 80s named Murray.
With an I.
You can see that.
Yeah. You sound like an old accountant.
Totally. You can see like the bald head on a Murray.
Yeah. I get that. Today's featured restaurant takes us to Willowbrook. Bernard's Cafe and Deli at 14 West 63rd Street in Willowbrook. Today's featured restaurant of the day. Let's say hello to Michelle from Bernard's. Hi, Michelle.
Good morning, Eric. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Great. Thanks for having us on.
Well, thanks for being our featured restaurant of the day. Tell us about Bernard's Cafe and Deli. How long you guys been there? What are you known for?
So Bernard's Cafe was started by my grandparents, actually. My 83-year-old grandfather still works there.
Oh, wow.
They started 33 years ago,
And they opened Bernard's with the goal of providing high-quality, homemade Italian food in a casual dining atmosphere. And they've really been a mainstay in the community ever since. Like I said, for the last 33 years, the main products that they sell and they're known for are the homemade pastas. They do all homemade noodles, raviolis, lasagnas, pasta sauces, and meatballs. And then my grandfather, of course, his role is the bread maker. So he's making homemade pizzas and loaves of bread all day.
And you said he's 83 and still works there with you?
That's correct.
That is great.
That's amazing.
Really sweet. That is really, really wonderful.
You see the breads and pastas as soon as you go to the website. It looks so good. You have sandwiches too for lunch, right?
Yep, they do a full deli. And he makes a lot of the homemade sandwich buns that they do the paninis on. And that's something that the customers absolutely love.
Michelle, you're making me hungry right now. If you folks want to see the menu that Violetta was just referring to, what you can do is text the word takeout to 60123. 60123, text the word takeout. You'll get a link to Bernard's Cafe and Deli and get an opportunity to see everything and decide, you know what, this looks good for lunch today. Place your order, then head to Willowbrook to 14 West 63rd Street for your curbside pickup for your lunch today. Is that what you're doing there, Michelle, is curbside?
Yes. Since all of these orders have gone in place, we've done curbside pickup. We don't do delivery, but our customers have known us, like I said, for 33 years, and they have supported us the whole way. So that's how we've been sustaining ourselves and making sure that we keep our employees at work.
Wow.
Well, no matter. I mean, even if you don't do delivery, I looked on the map. For those that don't know, if you are looking to just go support the business today, you guys are right off of Route 83.
Yeah.
I mean, literally 63rd and Route 83.
Right. Yeah, almost at the corner.
Yeah, you're very, very, very easy to get to.
Point being, yeah, very accessible to so many different communities, not only the community of Willowbrook supporting Bernard's Cafe and Deli, but if we can get all these surrounding communities, or if you want to take a drive today and go grab lunch. Our mixed road crew is going to be there, Michelle, between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. playing music and taking pictures. As always, we'll post pictures of you folks supporting this locally owned business, grabbing your lunch with your curbside pickup. And will you be there today, Michelle?
I certainly will.
And will your grandpa?
Will your grandfather be there, too?
He will be there, too.
What is his name?
Joel.
Grandpa Joel's going to be
there. I cannot wait to see him.
No other reason than that, go see Michelle and Grandpa Joel at Bernard's Cafe and Deli on 14 West 63rd Street in Willowbrook, our featured restaurant of the day. You're making me hungry, Michelle. I can't wait for lunch. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, guys. We're really excited.
Can't trust him. You met him on Zoom. Take a closer look. If a man has these 7 facial features, watch out. He's trouble. The number one facial feature being what? 312-233-1019. Danielle.
Sideburns.
No. Although I see what you're going with there, Danielle. Right. I see where you're headed, and you might be onto something. That's good. Kathy, the facial feature, he can't be trusted. Hi, Kathy.
Hello. Is it a beard?
Beard. No.
Oh. Okay.
But beards help you when you get punched. More on that with 3-Story Thursday after 9 o'clock.
They do?
Yeah, stick around for 3-Story Thursday. I'll explain why that's relevant.
All right.
A man can't be trusted. The number one facial feature to watch out for, Katie, is what?
Crazy eyes.
There it is. A man with the crazy eyes. You cannot trust him. You look at him on Zoom and you're like, he's got the crazy eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. That should be telling you something. You haven't run into any of those, have you, Katie? A man with the crazy eyes?
Well, I stay away if I do.
Well, that's exactly. Good call on that. In Chinese face reading, you can see a person's spirit through their eyes. It can be tempting to ignore what's right in front of us. Take a long look at his eyes. If they smack of crazy, trust your gut and run.
That's right.
A man with the crazy eyes.
You can
and at number two of a facial feature on a man that can't be trusted, a man with a cleft chin. You think you like it? You don't.
That was my guess.
Yep, that's not good.
Really?
Cleft chin is a fire trait, they say.
Oh, no.
It indicates a need for attention.
Mm-hmm.
The deeper the cleft, the more the attention the dude needs. It's called a performer's chin. Don't trust the cleft chin. How many guys are like, hey, hey, hey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, women like my cleft chin.
I always thought that was like a sign of manliness.
Nope, it's a sign of a dude with overactive needs.
Okay.
Number three, he can't be trusted if he's got small eyes. And if they're small and crazy,
forget it.
About it. Small eyes. At number four on the facial features of a man that can't be trusted, the inverted trapezoid face.
What?
Yeah, a lot of geometry now, I know.
What is that?
The inverted trapezoid face.
Okay.
The example that they give of somebody who has an inverted trapezoid face is, what's his face? I just drew a blank on his name.
Uh-oh.
Russell...
Crowe?
Russell Brand.
Oh, Russell Brand.
Yeah, they give a picture of Russell Brand as having that shape of a face.
Okay.
The inverted trapezoid face.
I think he's got crazy eyes, too.
A strong jaw means a determined individual, which can be good, but when paired with a weaker chin, you've got a potential tyrant with a penchant for losing his temper.
Yeah, tyrant.
He's a tyrant. And he can't be trusted. And number five on the seven facial features of a man that can't be trusted. Downward slanting eyebrows.
Oh.
Downward slanting. Why are you looking at my eyebrows?
Why
are you looking at my eyebrows right above my small crazy eyes?
Yeah, you have those.
I do?
Yes.
Are my eyebrows downward slanting?
I don't know. Oh.
At number six, no eyebrows whatsoever. No. At number six on the facial feature of a man that can't be trusted, the prominent brow bone.
Oh, you have that too.
Yeah, of course I do.
Yours sticks out a lot.
Yeah. And finally, at number seven on the facial features of a man that can't be trusted, the thick lower lip.
Mm. Oh, you have that too.
Anything else?
Right.
You totally do have
that. Have little eyes.
Anything else?
No, just those three.
It's just one cheap shot after another around here.
You have a butt chin?
Crying out loud. Thursday, three stories and three stories only that we've got for you on Three Story Thursday. Hopefully you find some level of entertainment in each one of these. We rank them in the order you want to hear them. You ready to go?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
What did I do with them? Right there. Three Story Thursday. Headline number one. Beards have evolved so men could take punches to the head, according to a new study.
Oh, wow. All right. Very handy.
That's why beards take punches to the head. Headline number two. Bull scratching itself on utility pole knocks out power to 700 homes.
That's going to be a great video.
That is one hell of an itch. And headline number three on Three Story Thursday. Gender reveal goes horribly wrong after sister hit with dart.
Oh.
Wow. What was that?
You got it out for your sister.
No. I know where you're going with this, and I love it.
All right. What would you like to finish with?
Gender reveal.
All right. We'll finish with that. What would we like to start with?
Beard punching?
Let's start with beard punching. You got it. New study says beards evolved so men could take punches to the head. According to research, flowing facial hair might have evolved to help fight hungry humans better absorb blows to the head. We found that fully furred samples of previous human beings, you know, they're talking like...
Korg.
Like Korg.
Your
like
friend Korg, yep.
Were capable of absorbing more energy than plucked or sheared samples from the same era. The scientists found that peak force was 16% greater and total energy absorbed was 37% greater if a guy had a beard.
37%?
So you getting punched or a guy with a full beard getting punched whipped, the guy with the beard is absorbing 37% less of the blow than you are.
Unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to go full beard, as many men have during this pandemic.
For sure.
Especially if you plan on getting punched.
Exactly right. Headline number two. Bull scratching itself on utility pole knocks out power to 700 homes in Scotland.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. A bull attempting to alleviate an itchy bum used a utility pole and ended up knocking out the electricity. Hazel Lawton posted an apology to a local Facebook group after her 4-year-old bull, Ron.
Ron!
Ron the bull.
That's
the bull's name, Ron.
That's
like a Big Karwowski's dog,
cute.
Mike.
Yeah.
Maybe it's Ron Harper.
Ron the bull rubbed up against the utility pole and ended up knocking the transformer box out. Our bull Ron would like to apologize to everyone for causing last night's power cut to over 700 homes. Ron's very sorry. But man, did he have one hell of an ass itch.
And in the picture they posted, he's like sitting down. He looks a little guilty, like, sorry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The owner said Ron is happy to be alive. after managing to avoid an 11,000-volt shock from the fallen transformer box.
Oh, wow.
So Ron apologizes for knocking out the power to the community. Wow. And finally, gender reveal goes horribly wrong after sister hit with a dart when Veronica... It's coming, Melissa.
I know how excited you are.
It's coming.
I don't know what's coming.
Bear with me. When Veronica Fernandez planned a gender reveal event for her sister's baby, she didn't think it would later land her in the hospital.
Yeah.
Footage from the June 2018 incident, which was only recently shared on social media, shows the moment when a runaway dart meant to pop a balloon full of pink confetti actually landed in Fernandez's ankle.
Oh, the ankle.
Well, at least it was the ankle and not the neck.
Yeah, no kidding.
Because you know how darts to the neck can be. Hey, it's Eric, and the Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd. As we spend more and more time at home, the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program has tips on ways to save. Visit ComEd.com/home savings.